This morning's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Bob Cummins. And the message that we find in today's readings, both the first reading and the Gospel, remind me of something that was said by, and you might have heard it attributed to somebody else. This is how I heard it. It was attributed to the great American humorist and author, Mark Twain. But one thing that Mark Twain said, he said, "It's not what you don't know that hurts you. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so." Because very often we are very confident of what we are, what our position is. But what if we're wrong? St. Paul talks about that in today's first reading, when he talks about how before he was a man of violence, he was a persecutor, but he thought he was right. He thought he was doing the right thing as he was arresting Christians and having them thrown into prison. But then all of a sudden he experienced that conversion, where now all of a sudden he could see in a way that he wasn't able to see before. And of course, this whole ability to see is mentioned by Jesus when he says, "How can one blind person lead another blind person? Won't both of them fall into the pit?" The reality is that we have a very great obligation to seek the truth. Because the more we seek the truth, the more we discover the truth, the more we're going to be able to help others in their journey through this life towards eternal life. But the thing that gets in the way oftentimes, again, is what Jesus goes on to speak about in today's gospel when he says, "Why do you try to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye and you don't see the log in your own eye?" What tends to cause blindness in us is sin. Starting with original sin, of course, because original sin, as I think it was Pope Leo XIII or one of those popes around the turn of the 1900s, he said original sin causes people, even in areas in which they have a great expertise, to make the most egregious types of errors. Even in an area where you're an expert, you make mistakes. And so again, original sin, first of all, but then our own personal sin exacerbates this blindness so that more and more we're not able to see clearly. We only see our own realities and we don't see things from God's perspective. So again, I think it is something that we need to seek out the truth that is revealed to us by God in order to help other people. The other thing I want to mention, another quotation that it reminds me of today's readings, because it's something that Bishop Fulton Sheen said years ago, before he was a bishop. He was a Monsignor at the time. He wrote the foreword of a particular book, and he says this in that foreword. He says, "There aren't 500 people in this country," talking about the United States, says, "there are not 500 people in this country who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they mistakenly believe to be the Catholic Church." And that's the thing, that very often if we have a wrong perspective on things, we will very often act negatively or aggressively towards it. But is our perspective the correct one? So again, I think that Jesus is just encouraging us to really seek the truth that has been revealed to us by God so that we can see clearly for our own path, but also to help others journey along their path to eternal life.